Lesson 1. My toe is killing me. Welcome to Lesson 1. My toe is killing me. In this lesson, you'll hear a conversation between Paul and his physician, Dr. Martinson. Paul has hurt his toe, and he's really in a lot of pain. Listen to the dialogue and see if you understand all of the idioms that are used from the context. Let's start with just a few at first. Part A. Idioms in Action. Part 1.
Sorry you waited so long, Paul. I've been tied up all afternoon. What seems to be the problem this time?
Doc, my toe's killing me. I think it's broken.
Let's have a look. Oh, yeah, that's a beauty. You really did a number on that toe. How'd it happen?
I was helping my brother move. I dropped a desk on my foot.
Well, that's a surefire way to break some bones.
Part B. Take a closer look. Okay, let's stop here for now. So far, you've heard these expressions. Listen to each explanation and then try to repeat the example for practice.
To be tied up with something or someone.
To be busy. Dr. Martinson had many patients to see. He was tied up with patients all day.
To be killing someone.
To be very painful. Paul broke his toe, and it is really very painful. His toe is killing him.
A beauty.
A very good or vivid example of something. In this case, a really good example of a bad injury. Paul's toe is in really bad shape. He really hurt it. It's a real beauty.
To do a number on something.
To damage, destroy, or hurt something badly. Paul hurt himself by dropping a desk on his toe. He did a number on his toe.
A surefire way to do something.
A way that will definitely have a certain outcome or result. Paul dropped a desk on his toe. That was a surefire way to break a bone.
Before we continue to listen in on Paul's visit to the doctor, let's focus on a few more important expressions. Repeat each example for practice. When we pick up and continue to listen to Paul and Dr. Martinson, you'll hear all of these expressions in action.
To live something down.
To be allowed to forget about an embarrassing situation. This is used in the negative, to never or not live something down. Faye crashed her car in the driveway of her own house. Her sister likes to remind her about it. Faye's sister won't let her live it down. A common way you'll hear this expression is in the phrase, "I'll never live this down." I can't believe that I fell into the wedding cake on my wedding day. I'll never live that down.
To outdo yourself.
To do something very well. To do better than you normally do. Uncle Merrill is a wonderful cook. But this casserole is even better than usual. He has really outdone himself. Note that this expression is often used in a sarcastic way. For example, if you have a friend who is known for being late and you're supposed to meet that friend at 7 o'clock, but he doesn't show up until 8:30, you might say, "You're an hour and a half late. You've really outdone yourself this time."
A tall order.
An unusually difficult request. Layla is a dedicated employee, but asking her to work the whole weekend is a tall order.
To be out of the question.
To be impossible to accomplish. Martha goes to bed very late. Getting up early for her is out of the question.
To be back in the saddle.
To return to your normal activities, especially after an illness or injury. To be back in control of your normal activities. Sean could not get out.